It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. That's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canelli. I don't know why I put that accent on. It's today, April 7th. It's a Tuesday. And we got a lot of stuff for you. So why don't we get right to it, starting with the joke. The jokes. Full disclosure, folks, this is my second take because the first take around, I couldn't read the jokes because my new setup has my computer 6 inches further away than it was, and now I can't read it without getting my glasses back on, so I'm old. And we start with some sad news, folks, as legendary Tigers outfielder Al Kaline died yesterday at the age of 85. Now, the news came as a shock to baseball fans, as no one ever realized that anyone that good had ever played for the Tigers. Well, that's just not true, folks. We know they've had a lot of great players. Hank Greenberg was a great player. Ty Cobb was a great player. Horrible person. They've also had Miggy Cabrera and Justin Verlander, Max Scherzer. None of those guys, well, Verlander in his prime, but certainly not Scherzer. Also, I'll just add on to this little joke here that Al Kaline, ironically, is the only human being who people were more concerned about than those actual Tigers that got coronavirus. Tigers really heavily in the news these days. Here's a joke that Quincy wrote to make me angry. Two Nebraska Cornhusker football players, but I'm not going to be angry because they deserve this. So these two Nebraska football players were kicked off the team for violating the school's sexual misconduct policy. Now, this move marks the first time Nebraska football players have been kicked off the team since the 90s when Tom Osborne banned three linemen for testing negative for steroids. Now, that's just not true, folks. Unfortunately, Nebraska's kicked a lot of players out of school and for stuff a lot worse than that. So there. Oh, and here comes the leaf blower. All right, let's take a pause for a minute for you, but could be an hour for me. All right, it wasn't quite an hour, folks, but we are back. Probably didn't even have to tell you. That goes out to Tony Kornheiser, the leaf blower interrupting the show. Those of you who know him know what I'm talking about. Moving on. Major League Baseball is debating a plan that would have teams playing in empty ballparks in Phoenix in May. Now, while this would technically give the Diamondbacks home field advantage, the team wouldn't be accustomed to playing in a stadium that wasn't full of Dodger fans. That's probably true. Same with Cub fans there, I would guess. Jameis Winston announced yesterday, we all know Jameis. Well, he's launching a coronavirus hotline where people can call in to get their questions answered. The calls are going to be quick, informative, and in true Jameis fashion, there aren't going to be any charges. That's a Tallahassee police joke. John Harbaugh is apparently concerned about security for the upcoming NFL virtual draft, claiming that the NFL isn't doing enough to prevent potential hacks. Now, in contrast, the Cleveland Browns have no such concerns after being run by hacks for most of their existence, at least this version of the Browns. You probably saw that one coming, folks, but that's okay. That's all right. I wrote that one. Quincy doesn't like it when I tell a bad joke that I wrote and then blame him for it. And in saying this out loud, I understand why he would want to be that way. So that's good. All right. Let's see if we're still recording. Yes, we are. Wonderful. Well, if that's the case, that was your jokes for today. Thanks for Quincy for most of those. Now let's move on. And what do we have? Oh, boy. Yeah, we've got fake sports highlights. And, folks, I forgot to give you fake sports highlights the last couple of days, or actually yesterday. So today I'm going to give you two fake sports highlights from last night's games that were canceled. But if they were not canceled, there's a greater than 0% chance that this could have happened. That's what I say. Only one NBA game on the slate last night. It was the Chicago Bulls at the LA Clippers. Now, the Clippers had Paul George, Lou Williams, and Kawhi Leonard all resting, and the reason put down was Bulls, which the NBA is now allowing teams to put down as a reason to rest players. So that meant the Clippers were down to their reserves for the most part. Luckily, Patrick Beverley got angry at someone on the Bulls and completely dominated the game, and in fact, in the second half, came out and played defense while also playing a Nintendo Switch at the same time. He had four steals in the second half. Now, there was some interesting news from the Bulls sideline as well, as late in the game, Jim Boylan, who is the Bulls coach, I believe general manager, and mascot, after suspending half of his team at halftime and having several other players foul out, put himself in the lineup. Now, there were still a couple players he could have put in, but he was punishing them for some reason. Entered the game, put himself in the lineup. He went 0 for 4 with 3 fouls and 4 turnovers and gave himself the game ball in a 121-93 loss for the Bulls. So there was a lot of highlights in that Bulls-Clippers game last night. But I've got more for you, because last night was, of course, in fake baseball games, Arizona at San Francisco, the Diamondbacks, and Madison Bumgarner back in San Francisco. And in a very surprising move, San Francisco decided to start a new player named Mason Saunders. Now, as it turned out, Mason Saunders was the exact same size and throwing hand as Madison Bumgarner. And many people thought, in fact, that Mason Saunders was Madison Bumgarner. But what it turned out is that Mason Saunders was Madison Bumgarner, but Madison Bumgarner was actually a woman named Madison Bumgarner who Madison Bumgarner went to the prom with. Now, that's very convoluted, folks, but it is true that the pitcher for the Giants, former pitcher for the Giants, Madison Bumgarner, went to his senior prom with a girl whose name was Madison Bumgarner. It's also true, Madison Bumgarner did a lot of rodeo this offseason under the fake name Mason Saunders. Now, if you don't know any of those things, the game I just described is perhaps even more boring than if you did know those things. Point being, the Giants won in 10 innings. Okay. So those were your fake sports highlights for today and for yesterday, because I forgot. And if you didn't listen to yesterday's show, Mark Warzeka, a good old friend of mine from Detroit. Well, he's from Detroit. I'm from Chicago. That's where I met him. He's a big wrestling fan and watched all of WrestleMania and gave us a big breakdown on it, some of the pluses and minuses. So that was yesterday's podcast. Go and listen to that. But now we've got something we haven't had in a while. It's our mock draft update. And again, because it's been so long, we've got two mock draft updates for you. Now, the first one I'll start with, this is a positive. This is Daniel Jeremiah, 2020 NFL Mock Draft 3.0, Packers pick a quarterback. Okay, now that's ridiculous. Although maybe. I'll just tell you that I hate to give the details of any of the picks in these because they're so meaningless, but what he's referring to is the Packers taking Jordan Love, who slips to 30 in his mock draft. We know how well it went for the Packers when Brett Favre got mad. Actually, it did go well for them when Aaron Rodgers was there. Now, Favre left, and he was mad and everything, but I would bet Rodgers would be exactly the same way. He doesn't sound like a guy who's going to nurture that younger quarterback. So, Daniel Jeremiah, here's the good thing about Daniel Jeremiah's mock draft. Here's his whole description. With the 2020 NFL draft a little more than 2 weeks away, here's my third look at how teams will draft when round one begins. That's it. That's all you need. You don't need a whole explanation of everything, but we're going to counter that with our next mock draft. That was Daniel Jeremiah. And by the way, Daniel, very brief in your intro. Very good. That's a mock draft we can approve. Now this one, this is CBS Sportsline, of course. We go to Sportsline a lot for our mock drafts because they put out about one every 3.5 minutes. This one was put out by R.J. White. I believe we've used his mock drafts before, a few hours ago. And so, again, if you don't know this concept of this segment, folks, I'm looking at these mock drafts so you don't have to, and I'm actually going to pick out the part of his intro where he basically tells the reader they don't have to go on. Now, the good thing about that last one we listened to is Mr. Jeremiah didn't really say that. He just got into it, and so you may accidentally look at the first few picks before you're like, why am I looking at a mock draft? Not so with R.J. White. So R.J. White, let's read a little of this intro for this mock draft, which will be my last before rolling out the 7-round monster next week. So already he said, you know, you can just wait till next week for the big draft that you need to look at. But let's keep going. I've put together six trades that in a bubble I think could happen. Six trades in a bubble could happen. Well, yeah, a lot of things can happen in a bubble. But this says, including the Dolphins and Patriots moving up for quarterbacks, of course, the 49ers and Seahawks trading out of the first round, and the Buccaneers and Ravens jumping up the board to take blah, 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 blah. That we move on to, this is too long, and here we get to another part. However, it appears we're not going to see as many trades as usual due to the unique issues. So I've put together six trades, but it appears we're not going to see the trades. So I'll be paring down these first-round trades in the big seven-rounder. Now, you see what I'm saying? He's basically, everything he's saying in here is just wait till next week. The picks you don't have to worry about. So next week we'll get back to RJ. Now I want to say we will be covering the draft live here at the Sports Dump. And I have secured so far out of the 32 teams, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5 confirmed and another 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 unconfirmed. That's 12 of the teams. I'm not even halfway there. I'm looking for fans of certain teams. Now, you know, I got the Giants. I got, obviously, Chicago. I got Buffalo, Green Bay, Dallas, Washington, Miami, Minnesota, maybe Tampa Bay, Tennessee. I got to send out some emails. If you haven't heard your team's name and you'd like to be our correspondent, we might be able to accommodate that. Just contact us at Sports Dump Show on Twitter. You can send us a DM, I think. That's a direct message, and that's how I would find that out. Also, I want to say that we're running a contest, so I'll mention that right now. It's the Mr. Irrelevant contest. Now, what that is there's a lot of gambling going on the first pick, the second pick, the third pick. How many quarterbacks? What we're doing here is we're saying, can you pick the last pick of the draft? If you can, and you probably have as many guesses as you want. Let's say 10. No one's going to do more than 3. If you can correctly pick Mr. Irrelevant in the draft, we will send you every single bit of Sports Dump paraphernalia we have. That's not to say I'm going to send you all of our bumper stickers, but we'll send you a few bumper stickers. Now, remember, these are micro bumper stickers. Bumper stickers so small, it ruins the point of a bumper sticker. But we'll also send you a garbage pail, a wristband, a headband, all factory sealed, and maybe one other thing. Who knows? All right, so all you have to do is pick, at this point, if you just predict the Mr. Irrelevant on our Twitter page, you will be the winner, just for predicting it. So I haven't figured out how we're going to do it. If there is a tiebreaker, it might be someone who's drafted closest to that might be the winner. So you're basically looking for the last drafted player. Do that on our Twitter, which is Sports Dump Show at Twitter. All right, enough of those announcements. Now let's move on to what we were talking about. That was our mock draft update, too, that we're done with. Classic sports. Now, I've been saying for the last few, and by the way, I'm in a new studio, by which I mean a kind of big closet that I've emptied some of the space out of, and I'm sitting in it right now. But this would be the tiniest house on the show, Tiny Houses. There are bathrooms in tiny houses bigger than this room. But I'm also bumping into stuff all the time, so I apologize for that. Thanks to CBS Sportsline and NFL.com for those mock drafts that we just mocked. Moving on. As I said, classic sports. So I've been saying for a while we're in the age of classic sports highlights. And so either I'll watch one and I'll tell you about it, or we'll preview one tonight or today on ESPN. One of the channels are showing Cal Ripken's breaking Lou Gehrig's record. Now, here's a few things about... Is this a classic game? Is the game a classic? No. This is a guy running around the field and Chris Berman calling it, and Berman and Ripken are going to talk about it, I guess, which makes it semi-interesting. But there's nothing exciting that happened in this game other than he got taken out of it. Or he didn't start it. That's what happened, right? Was this the first game he didn't play or the last game he played? He broke the record. So he plays another, like, 150 games before he stops playing. So really, I mean, I don't know. Does this count? That's my question. Is it a classic game if it's just like a monument? My wife went to John Smoltz's 3,000th strikeout game. It wasn't a classic game. I think he might have been, no, he was starting at that point. But it was very poorly attended, as most Braves games are. But it wasn't a classic game. It was a classic moment. Maybe I shouldn't get angry about stuff like that, but it just seems like that's not a real classic game. You know what I'm saying? Show the All-Star game where the guy threw him a meatball and he hit it for a home run. It's the last All-Star game for Cal Ripken. That's what I'd like to see. Okay. Now, folks, if you are looking for Mondays with Mike content, we'll get back to that. Okay? We will get back to that. That is the segment that my brother has appeared on for about 3 minutes, and then his kids got too loud, and then he couldn't appear the last time, but he sent me a bunch of spreadsheets that he does to calm himself down. Most have to do with baseball, and they're pretty interesting to me and him, maybe, and hopefully you. Things like, who are the best players to wear each number in baseball? What are the best trades the Yankees did? I'm not making this sound very good. Either way, if I can get Mike on, it'll be fun because we can then talk about dumb stuff our dad does and did. But again, that's coming up later on. Also, go back and listen to some of our interviews with people like Andrew Freed, producer of Glee, Sarah Spain, David Sampson. I've had him on a couple times. David Sampson, former president of the Marlins. I'm listening to his daily podcast here and there and trying to cop some of his kind of, you know, extemporaneous talking. He's a very good talker, as am I, and both of us are also unpopular in certain crowds, and we both might argue that that's on the crowds a little bit more than ourselves, but that's another story. Anyway, where was I? I think that might be it for the show. Oh, I was going to say, teasing some other stuff we've got. My friend Ike Barinholtz will be on soon, hopefully. Tim Meadows and Michael O'Brien from SNL. And I think that's about all of the people I know who are famous who will come on the show. Tim Baltz, if you know who he is very funny. And some other very funny people. If I bring somebody on, they're most likely very funny. You probably think they're funnier than I do. So look for that coming up. And because it is the month of April in the year 2020, I want to mention another podcast I do called At the Doobies with Spliffkel and Ebernt. That's also on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. That is a cannabis-themed kind of Cheech and Chong-y but instructional in a way type podcast. And for the month of April, I don't know if you know this, but 420 is a marijuana term. I guess it came up with somebody who worked for the Grateful Dead and now it's become a thing. Well, for the whole month, I'm doing 420 420 tips for 420. Each day I do 14 times 30, that's 420. So these are tips for beginners, tips for not beginners. And hopefully there's some jokes and a lot of music recommendations and book recommendations and a couple of movie recommendations here and there. So look for that wherever you get your podcasts. And that's it. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good one. Follow us, rate, review, subscribe, tell friends, please. Thank you.